love it when we do that. That thing where we both let out a big sigh after we finish. It's like the sound of ultimate satisfaction. Like that last little bit of sexual energy is being released. I love it. I also like how we just sort of naturally stay close to one another. You still a little hard, slipping around inside me, not really looking for anything more than just prolonging our time together. Absorbing every last bit of one another. I can just turn my head into you and close my eyes and feel your body rub against mine nice and slow. It's really comforting. Fuck, you feel good. I cannot get enough of your body. I just fucked you, and I can't wait to fuck you again. Seriously. You know, it's not just that the sex is good. I mean, it is really good, but it's like every time we're together, it's like you give me more and more of yourself. Like the connection gets deeper and deeper. It's fucking amazing. Let me lay on you. Hey. Can I ask you something? Yeah. Look at me for a second. God, you're so cute. No. Wait. No, no, no. Don't kiss my neck. Don't kiss my neck. I have something to ask you. Don't kiss my neck. No. Don't tickle me. I have something to ask you. No. It's serious. It's a little serious. Did you mean what you said? I mean, while we were, when you said that you loved me, did you mean it? Because it felt like you meant it. It was just the way you looked in my eyes. It nearly brought me to tears, but I didn't think that that was the sexual mood we were trying to set. Yeah, I did. I meant it when I said it back. I mean it right now. I love you. I've loved you for a long, long time. I mean, maybe not like I do now, but in one way or another, I've always loved you. I know. You've told me that you love me before, but never like that. Never in a way that made me feel like you were drilling deep down into some uncharted part of my soul. Never in a way that felt that powerful. And it's got me, I don't know, scared, excited, happy, I don't know. Why scared? Well, this is the point of no return for me. Yeah, I mean, I've always loved you, but now I am going to let myself love you without any reservation and without a second thought, and I have never ever done that before. And I don't even care because you're so fucking worth it. I love you in a way I never thought possible. And just when I think it can't get any better, you do something like tell me you love me and give me a mind-blowing orgasm in the same 20 minutes. I need you to know something. You are more than I ever hoped for. Seriously. I never thought I would get this lucky. Here I am. Who can I cuddle into you? Hey, it's okay if you're scared too. I mean, we have kind of crossed the line here now. I want you to know you can tell me anything. And I mean that. I won't judge you. I really hate that there's this whole unwritten rule that men should stuff their feelings, or that when they try to express how they feel, they get, you know, burnt. I know you've been so open with me already, and I just want you to know that you can trust me. I don't pretend to understand everything that you've been through or that you're going through, but just know that I'll try, okay? I love you enough to try. You are so important to me. I have never felt this way about anyone. I don't think you know how safe you make me feel. In fact, I think that's why I feel so comfortable being open with you, especially in bed. And I want to return the favor. I want you to know that you can feel safe with me too. In fact, I think knowing that you feel safe with me makes me want to be more open with you. Oh, God. Look at you with your devious grin and dirty mind. You know what I meant. But you're probably also right about the other thing, too. Come here, wrap your arms around me and lay on your chest. I love tracing the outline of your belly with my fingers. You know what we should do? We should find a weekend where we don't have anything planned and just spend it in bed. Yeah. I mean, we could even go out of town. Yeah, just you and me. Nothing else. Clothing optional. Oh, that's a given. Come here. Oh, you don't like it when I tickle you. Turnabout is fair play, mister. Did you ever think we would get here? Ha ha, not because I drive slow, smartass. No, here, like to this place in our relationship. I didn't think I'd get to this place in a relationship with anyone. It's just, the more I know about you, the more I like you, and the more I want to be around you. What's weird is I never even considered you as anything more than a friend for a really, really long time. No, seriously. I don't know. For one, I didn't think you were that into me. Well, you asked me out, and then you barely talked to me on the date. I just kind of thought you weren't that interested. And so, when you said you had errands to run, I was like, well, I'll do that with you. And I kind of thought we were going to just be friends. And then I got to know you, and I saw how much you care for other people, and little by little, I just started seeing you in a different light. You know, it wasn't like this white-hot sexual fury at first, sorry. More like I liked you. And I thought you were a really good man who took care of everyone around you. But it seemed like you didn't have anyone around you that really supported you. From what I've seen, you don't really have that person, and you're there when anybody needs you, but I've never really seen you reach out for help. So I'm assuming that's because you never felt safe enough to ask. Or maybe you have asked before, but no one really cared. Come on. Everybody needs a little support sometimes. Everybody needs a sounding board or a teammate. A ride or die, if you will. I want to be that for you. You're definitely that for me, and so much more. You are so much more than you give yourself credit for, you know that? Thank you for the amazing sex, by the way. It was amazing. It just keeps getting better and better. Kind of like you and me. No, I will not look at you. Because I am grinning like a fool. What the hell have you turned me into? Oh my God, next thing you know, I'm going to be writing awful poetry and creating romantic song playlists to listen to in the shower. Oh, I'm putting myself into a diabetic coma. Oh. I'm teasing. I love every second of this. Every second with you. Can we just lay here for a few more minutes? Hmm.